The common concerns that I found were with transportation. Everybody wants to be able to get to their meetings, regardless of what the meeting is. And everybody wants to be able to access their literature, whether it's a Quran or Hebrew or any type of devotional literature or anything else. Another common concern is if somebody wants to go to a university associated with their faith. They want to be able to access those materials. They want to be able to advocate for their needs because these are private schools. They're not required to abide by the ADA. Some of them do it because they want to. Some of them have no clue how to meet the needs of a student with a disability. So there's a lot of variability in terms of higher education and how that's done. Last year, we tried to put together a meeting to discuss concerns of people who were interested in faith issues, and every person at the meeting was a Christian. People who were not Christians perceived that this was a Christian interest group meeting, and that wasn't the way that I intended to set it up. We all have accessibility concerns, and we sometimes don't know how to discuss them in an interfaith manner, but that's why we're here to learn. Those of us who are Christians read our scriptures in English, unless you're a scholar like myself. And for Muslims, they read in Arabic, unless they're blind. Most of the blind people that I've read about read in English because they can't read Arabic. You can get a Quran in Arabic Braille, but the girl that I interviewed said that if she wanted to learn to read the Braille Quran that she had in Arabic, which is sitting under her bed, she would have to go to Africa to learn to read Arabic. That was surprising to me. I was contacted recently by someone who wanted to know, he had heard that I scanned Hebrew material, and he wanted to know if I knew of a program that scanned Arabic, and I do, but it's not accessible with JAWS, so there's no way for him to learn to read Arabic. So those are some differences that I discovered in my research.